Time now for StoryCorps. Next week marks the 13th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and StoryCorps has been partnering with the National September 11th Memorial and Museum to record a remembrance of each life lost that day. Today, we'll hear from Sekou Sibi, an immigrant from Ivory Coast. He worked in the kitchen at Windows on the World, the restaurant at the top of the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He remembers the 72 colleagues from the restaurant he lost that day, many of them also immigrants. Sekou was supposed to be working the morning of September 11th, but he had switched shifts with another kitchen worker named Moises Rivas.
I was a prep cook, so for 8 hours, peeling potatoes and cleaning onions. And when Moises Rivas was hired, I was assigned to train him. We had a strong relationship because I was directing his work. On September 8th, Moises Rivas asked me, "Do you mind working for me on Sunday? And I'll pick up your shift on Tuesday." So he ended up working September 11th. And he did not make it. He has 2 kids. You know, losing one person in your life is traumatic, but I lost a lot of people. And what I compare it to is the experience of a soldier without being a soldier, because a soldier is trained to lose massive amount of people. And we were just kitchen workers. So after 9/11, I did cab driving for almost a year and a half. You know, pick this person, point A, I drop you, point B. Let's not make friends. Because I felt like if I had to lose another close friend of mine, I don't think I would be able to recoup from it. The feeling of why Moses, why not me, is something that will trouble me in my entire life. He went to work and never made it home.
That's Sekou Sibi remembering his co-worker, Moises Rivas, who died on September 11th, 2001. This interview will be archived at the Library of Congress. You can hear more remembrances of those lost on 9/11 this week on the StoryCorps podcast. Get it on iTunes and npr.org.